Good morning and welcome to WPPA Sports Saturday, week number 9 of the high school football season. Blink and you missed it around here. Sports Saturday proudly funded by CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at CACLFCU.org. You won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere, and they're celebrating the 5-peat as the number one lending institution in the area. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you, BG's Value Markets, for sponsoring Sports Saturday. Of course, BG's 4 convenient locations for your tailgate shopping needs. Stop by and check out their aisles upon aisles of grocery shopping savings. But most importantly, you've got to fire up that tailgate grill. You want to have the freshest meat on there. And there's no place better to get your fresh meat than at BG's Value Markets. Because if their meat for your hot irons of the grill were any fresher, Chaz,
you'd have to slap it.
And while you're at BG's and other fine retail locations throughout the area, stop by and get Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road here in Pottsville. And check out their dairy line. From whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to start off your Saturday morning, right? Pump up the vitamin C for that fall, cold, and flu season.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, don't forget the delicious iced tea and fruit drink products. It's Gears Dairy, the official hydrator of WPPA Sports Saturday. And then, of course, when the drains aren't running right, you've got a slow or clogged drain, call the experts. That will keep that dank, another force on the underbelly of Schuylkill County. Remember, it's Roto-Rooter.
That's the name.
Because they'll watch your troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter. And, of course, there's no better orthopedic specialist anywhere. It doesn't matter what team, what jersey you're wearing, if you're a professional or a weekend warrior. Don't forget the fine folks at St. Luke's University Health Network. You just got to check them out at SLHUN.org or give them a call at 1-866-ST-LUKES.
Indeed. Lots going on last night around the region, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was a lot of games going on. Let's recap them last night. The scores from week number 9, a clash of 61. As you heard live here on WPPA last night, Pottsville shuts out Blue Mountain 42-0. North Schuylkill gets by Lehighton 59-8, and boy, does that set up a dandy for next Friday night. The Schuylkill League Division I crown on the line between the 8-1 Crimson Tide and the 8-1 Spartans of North Schuylkill. Tamaqua beat Jim Thorpe 40-7 last night. Schuylkill Haven down Panther Valley 61-7. Minersville gets by Shenandoah 47-6. Monterey area, they get the defeat after Marion has forfeited the rest of the season. It goes officially as a 2-0 win for the Golden Bears. Nativity beat Bristol 40-10 last night. Upper Dauphin knocks off Pine Grove 30-6. Tri-Valley doubles up Line Mountain 20-10. Williams Valley beat Halifax 40-14 last night. Mount Carmel, a 55-13 winner over Bloomsburg. Chickalini beat Shamokin 21-20 last night. And Hazleton area over Wallen-Popac 28-7. That's the regional roundup, Chaz, of final scores. Let's go through them, or through a bunch of them, one by one. You want to start here in the city of Pottsville, where the Tide victorious last night over the Blue Mountain Eagles. And, boy, it's the Yost of Barnes. I just call it the chemistry. You know what I mean? It is all a solution, a solvent, a base, whatever you want to call it. These two guys have some chemistry built amongst them. And Damon Yost able to hook up last night with Mason Barnes 3 times. They are the Phoenix Rehab Schuylkill Valley MVPs of the ball game for the Pottsville squad. And Jason Dean takes home the MVP for the Blue Mountain squad last night. But it was early and often. It started off with the Crimson Tide getting on the board first. It was a 52-yard pass. Mason Barnes reels it in from Damon Yost. And early on, it's 7-0 Pottsville. Then Lucas Drum will pick off a Jason Dean pass out in the flat, the right flat, and take it 45 yards to the house. The 2-point conversion failed. There was a unsportsmanlike conduct on the Crimson Tide. It was assessed on the extra point attempt, so it took the ball back to the 18-yard line. Pottsville tried to throw it down there to Addison Mullins, and Mullins comes up 2 yards short. on the reception. It's 13-0 after one. Potts will add two more touchdowns in the second quarter. Barnes with a second and third, a 28-yard pass from Yost, then a 75-yard pass from Yost. It's 27-0 at the break. And then Kevin Schenck will get involved. Another jump ball thrown up in the corner of the end zone for Schenck. He goes up over the defenders and pulls down the sky. And then a two-point conversion. Schenck rolls off the right side. Yost rolling to the right, and they connect on a two-point conversion. And then late in the ball game last night, Trevante Davis, as the second team was in there in the fourth quarter, gets a 43-yard run off the right side. Rafe DeCello's kick is good. 42-0 Crimson Tide. Tide advanced to 8-1 on the season, 4-5 for the Eagles on the season.
And there you have it. That sets up an undefeated clash next week right here on WPPA in Schuylkill League play. Both teams entering the week at 8-1 as well. So, you know, the final Schuylkill League trophy for Division One will be handed out and will be decided on the field. And
yeah, that's, you know, like the cool thing about it. It's going to be decided on the field.
That's probably the cool thing about it. At this point, though, I mean, you know, you got to look into, you know, what's coming ahead of that, too. You know what I mean?
But you can't overlook that game.
You can't.
You play week by week, buddy. Just cross off the first goal. Maybe that's the goal that the coaches have put up there. Let's capture the Division I crown, or at least a piece of it. This year, we're going to have a sole winner of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have we ever? Yeah, we had a sole winner before,
sure,
right?
Yep. A lot of times.
Yep.
Just last year, we had that
tri-champs.
That trophy broken up into three parts. I wonder who's welding it back together. We'll find out next Friday night. Let's talk about North Schuylkill getting on the board first at Lee Heighton. Jaden Leiby, a 43-yard run. The extra point was good. Oh, yeah, the individual stats. Go ahead, Doc. I'm trying to speed things up here this morning.
Yeah, moving along here. Team stats first. Blue Mountain, 9 first downs, 36 for 102 on the ground through the air. Jason Dean, 5 of 15, 2 interceptions for 29 yards. Potso allows just 131 yards of offense for the Eagles last night. For the Crimson Tide, 13 first downs, 25 carries, 170 yards on the ground. 7 of 11 passing for Damon Yost. Patrick Yoder was in there last night. I don't believe he attempted any passes. 236 yards through the air, 406 total for the Crimson Tide offense. They dropped the ball twice, but were able to recover it. Individually, Chaz for Blue Mountain.
Dean, 13 carries, 66 yards. Farrell, 7 for 17. Parker, 8 for 15. Sedella, 3 for 11. Renninger, 1 for 2. Johnson, 1 for 1. From there, it goes into the negative balance. Davis leading the way for Pottsville. 3 carries for 50 yards. Yost, 3 for 34. Walchak, 5 for 24. Dunn, 1 for 23. DeCello, 7 for 17. Reed, 1 for 7. Wallace, no. I have no carries for 5 yards.
He has one carry.
1 carry for 5 yards. Eckley, 1 for 5. Yoder, 2 for 4. Ferraro, 1 for 2. You talked about those passing statistics receiving last night. Hensley, 4 catches, 28 yards. Bartholomew, 1 for 1. Barnes, 5 catches, 208 yards. Schenck, 1 for 24. Kevin DeCello, 1 for 4. Drum had that pick 6. Williams intercepted another pass for the Crimson Tide.
Now let's go to Lee Heighton, and let's talk about the Spartans. It was Spartans early and often, my friend, as they downed Lee Heighton 59-8. They'll move to 8-1 on the season, 4-0 in league play. And Lee Heighton will fall to 3-6, 0-4. In league play. Go ahead, buddy.
Jaden Leiby got the scoring started on a 43-yard run. The kick was good at 7-0. Then Elsden, a 24-yard interception return. The kick was no good. Then Zach Chowanski goes in from 8. Leiby goes in from 6. Zach Chowanski from 7. Zach Chowanski from 24. Leiby from 21. And that's all the scoring in the first half. North Schuylkill races out to a 47-0 lead at the break. And then San Giuliano gets a 60-yard run, and he'll also run it in for 2 and the only score in the third quarter. And it's now 47-8. Thomas with an 11-yard run, no attempt by the Spartans. Tenari with an 8-yard run, no attempt by the Spartans. And the final mark is set at 59-8. As far as team stats, Doc, Lee Heighton held the 3 first downs, 26 carries, 86 yards on the ground, 2 of 10 passing with a pick for 3 yards. North Schuylkill holding Lee Heighton to 89 total yards of offense. Lee Heighton also lost 2 fumbles. for the Spartans, 19 first downs, 45 carries for 364 yards, 3 of 8 in the passing game for 71 yards, 435 total yards of offense for North Schuylkill, and they lost the fumble that they dropped. Individually?
Individually, Jaden Leiby paces the way for the Spartans, 6 carries, 94 yards, Tenari 8 for 82, Zach Chawanski 8 for 60, Josh Chawanski 8 for 45, Thomas 2 for 20, Martin 5 for 19, Green 3 for 5, Hall 1 for 13, Elsden 2 for 12, Grigas 2 for 4. Last night for the Indians, San Giuliano 6 carries, 72 yards, Mayernick 5 for 20, Miller 7 for 9, Ramirez 5 for 30, Fritzinger and the team are both in the negatives. North Schuylkill's Leiby 3 of 5 for 71, Butler tried 3 passes, didn't complete any. Lee Hyten, San Giuliano, 2 for 10, 1 interception for 3 yards. Receiving the ball last night for the Spartans, Stankevich, 1 for 38. Josh Chawanski, 1 for 25, and Hall, 1 for 8. Lee Hyten, Sharrow, 1 for 5, and then interceptions, of course, reeled in by that young Elsden lad up there.
Doc, you take away the 60-yard touchdown by San Giuliano in the third, and you're talking about 29 total yards of offense.
Yep.
Wow.
Unreal.
Let's keep it in Division One. I got to witness Tamaqua really taking it to Jim Thorpe last night from the best vantage point in the land.
Yeah.
It was a little chilly, though, I'll give you that, especially late in that game as the temperature fell. But being on the rooftop of the Tamaqua press box at the 50-yard line, every penalty that was called, like block in the back, you could see it clear as day from up there. It was pretty cool. But, boy, Tamaqua took them a little bit to get on the board, but once they did, they just kind of rolled it up.
Yeah, Nate Kirby will get him on the board first with a 5-yard run. The Boyle kick is good. It's 7-0 after one. They'll add 12 points there in the second quarter to take a 19-0 halftime lead. It's a Knobloch 4-yard run. Kick no good. Then a Levine fumble recovery in the end zone. The kick was no good there, and it's 19-0. Then they'll add 14 in the third quarter. It's a Knobloch 9-yard run. The Barron pass from Knobloch for 2 is good. Then it's a Knobloch 1-yard run. The kick, the 2-point attempt and a run is no good. And after 3, you've got yourself a 33-0 ball game. Tamaqua will send it into the 40 mark with a score by Boyle to start the clocks. The kick is good. And then Tamaqua will drop the ball. Rarig will pick it up for a 22-yard fumble return. And the Conley kick is good. It's 40-7. Tamaqua will improve to 7-2 on the season, 3-2 in league play. Jim Thorpe will remain at 6-3, 1-3 in league play. Looking at the team's stats here last night, the Olympians, 9 first downs, 38 rushes for 77 yards, 2 of 8 passing last night for 46 yards through the air, 123 total. They had the dropsies last night. They dropped it 5 times, lost it 4.
And those 4 led the scores for Tamaqua.
Tamaqua last night, 11 first downs, 32 carries, 179 yards, 5 of 8 passing for 92 yards through the air, 271 yards total offense. They dropped the rock once and lost it that one time. Individually last night, C.J. Selby, 21 for 92. If I'm correct, he has set the all-time rushing record for the Olympians. Madera,
yes.
7 for 29. Tangero, 2 for 7. Fiorato, 2 for 2. Calcano is in the negatives along with the team. Tamaqua, Boyle, 17 carries, 117 yards. Kistler, 2 for 29. Knobloch, 4 for 21. Hollenbach, 6 for 11. Nate Kirby, 1 for 5. Ian Kirby?
Isaac.
Isaac Kirby is in the negatives along with the team last night. Passing, Calcano, 2 of 8 for 46. Braden Knobloch, 5 of 8 for 92. Receiving last night, Madera reels in 1 for 43. Binder, 1 for 3 for the Olympians. For the Blue Raiders, Barron, 1 for 40. Kistler, 3 for 39. Gregwire, 1 for 13. No interceptions thrown in that ball game last night.
No, and I'll tell you what, Jim Thorpe boasted the Red Swarm. It was the Blue Buzz. As we affectionately,
the Blue Buzz saw.
The Blue Buzz came through last evening.
Got to get a sip of my Gears Diet Tea, buddy.
Yeah, you're getting parched already, and we got a lot to talk about, so let's keep it moving. Let's go to Rotary Field, where Schuylkill Haven and Kobe Brish scored early, scored often, and Brish is off and running. He starts the scoring with a 3-yard run, then a 24-yard run, then a 13-yard run, then Panther Valley says, hold the phone, we need to get in the scoring, and Reese hooks up with White from 75 yards out. But then it's all Schuylkillhaven from there on in. Regal, a 26-yard run. Brish, a 30-yard run. Regal from 59 yards out. Brish reels one off from 53. Balulis, a 58-yard run. And Gehring scores from 34, setting the final margin last night at 61-7.
You look at this Panther Valley, three first downs, 33 carries, 31 yards, 207, and one interception in the air. 105 through the air last night for 136 total yards of offense. Schuylkillhaven, 21 first downs, 34 carries. Get this, Chaz, 510 yards. Break it down. How many?
A lot.
Yep, 510 total yards of offense. They dropped the rock twice, lost it. But individually, we'll look inside these numbers. Panther Valley, Moyer, 5 for 11, easily 2 for 10 on the carries. Tavares, 11 for 8. Pasco, 2 for 7. Alston, 2 for 3. Irvine, 3 for 3. Briner, 1 for 2. Everybody else in the negatives. Schuylkillhaven's Kobe Brish, 19 for 269. Regal, 5 for 100. Gehring, 3 for 63. Balouis, 1 for 58. Dissinger, 3 for 19. Reber, 1 for 6. And then passing the ball, Reese, 2 of 7 for one interception and 105 yards. No passes attempted by the Hurricanes. The lone receptions for Panther Valley were White, 2 of them for 105 yards. And that young Kevin Fitzpatrick checking in with an interception for the Hurricanes.
Stepping up down the stretch, that young man was our defensive player of the game a week ago. Watch old number 4 on the corner. He's a rowdy one.
Go ahead. Where do you want to go next,
well,
my friend?
Well, let's go to Minersville, where it was senior night, and Scott Schwalem continued to do what Scott Schwalem does, and it was nice to see the Battling Miners get a bit of a running game going last evening.
Yeah, Schwalem does break the touchdown record for the Battling Miners, and it all starts off on a 19-yard run by Scotty Schwalem. Two-point conversion, no good, or the kick is no good. And it's 6-0 Minersville. Then Grafe will get a Schwalem pass from 39 yards out, add the kick in, and you've got yourself a 13-0 ball game in favor of the Miners. Then Davis, he takes a 45-yard pass from Scotty Schwalem to the house. Add it, it's 20-0 after one. 13 points scored by Minersville in the second quarter. It's a Schwalem 22-yard run. The extra point, no good. Then a Schwalem 15-yard run. Kick is good, and it's 33-0 at the break. And we'll get a Eubanks 2-yard run. Add in the 2-point conversion last night. And now we all of a sudden have a 40-0 ball game. And then Woodford will get in from 45 yards out. The Adams kick is good. 47-0. And in the fourth quarter, it is Junebug Carvoyas running in from 7 yards out. 2-point conversion fails. 47-6. Miners go home with the victory last night on senior night.
And a balanced attack for Minersville in the team statistics, Doc. 13 first downs, 20 rushes, 186 yards. Schwalem last night, 12 of 16 passing with a pick for 200 yards. 386 total yards of offense last night for the Battling Miners. For the Blue Devils, 10 first downs, 15 for 59 on the ground, 11 of 28 with three interceptions for 81 yards, 140 total yards of offense last night for the Blue Devils. Individually, Eddie?
You look at Shenandoah Valley, Carvoyas leads the way, 12 carries, 63 yards, done 1 for 4. Minersville, Woodford, 5 for 72, Schwalem, 6 for 69, Eubanks, 9 for 45. Passing last night, Junebug Carvoyas, 11 of 28, 3 interceptions, 81 yards. Scotty Schwalem, 12 of 16, 1 interception, 200 yards. Receiving last night, Shenandoah Vavis, 3 for 33, Hassan, 1 for 29, and Olszewski, 7 for 19. For Minersville, Davis reels in 6 passes, 125 yards, Grafe, 2 for 44, and Drewcheck, 3 for 25, Bradshaw, 1 for 6. Interceptions last night, Shenandoah Valley's Junebug Carvoyas, Minersville, Adams, Andrewczyk, and Malochik checking in with interceptions for the Battling Miners.
Schwalem passing for over 4,000 yards in his career thus far. He and Gabe Davis have had quite the chemistry this season. I mean, I think we're going to see Schwalem over 2,000 for the season, and Davis might have over 1,000 of those yards, may have 50% of those yards on the year when the final tally rolls out here for the Battling Miners. But it'll be interesting
Miners
to
move
see.
The 4-5, 2-2 mm-hmm. two in Division 2. Shenandoah follows the 0-9.
Miners hoping to work their way to an Eastern Conference 1-2A bid. For Shenandoah Valley, they may be headed into the District 11 tournament. Yep. We'll have to wait and see what decisions are made on that one from everybody involved. But right now it's a 4-team field as things moving ahead here in the Schuylkill League. So Doc, let's keep on rolling strong here as we keep recapping this morning. And let's talk about the Tri-Valley League and Williams Valley defeating Halifax last night in grand fashion.
Yeah, they get by as Bryce Herb throws four touchdown passes and returned an interception 40 yards for a score on defense as they get the victory 40-14 last night. Herb 6-9 passing, 161 yards, completing touchdown passes 69 to Brady Miller, 54 to Jesse Engel, 5 yards to Bo Rejo, and 4 yards to Jaden Cruz. Logan Willard added a 4-yard touchdown run for the Vikings, which took a 32-0 lead at the halftime break. It all starts off with that interception return by Bryce Herb to get Williams Valley on the board. The kick is no good. Then that Miller 69-yard pass from Herb. Then you add in the Engel 54-yard pass, and after one, it's a 19-0 ball game. 13 more points thrown up by the Vikings in the second quarter as Rejo reels in that 5-yard pass and Cruz the 5-yard pass from Herb, and you've got yourself a 32-0 game at the break. Then Williams Valley comes out in the third quarter. We'll send it into the mercy rule with a Willard 4-yard run, and it is 40-0. Then Halifax will get on the board twice. Once in the third quarter, a Smith 25-yard pass from Dietrich, and then a Smith 4-yard pass from Dietrich to cap the scoring 40-14. Look inside those team statistics, Charles.
For the Vikings, 14 first downs, 26 carries, 157 yards. That 11 of 16 passing on the night. Herb was 6 of 9 for 161. White Ash 5 of 7 for 49. 210 total yards in the passing game, 367 complete yards overall for Williams Valley last night. Halifax, 9 first downs, 19 of 43 on the ground, 16 of 27 with a pair of interceptions for 164 yards by Dietrich last night for 207 total yards of offense for the Halifax, the Black and Gold Cats. Individually, Williams Valley is led by Bryce Miller, 5 carries, 47 yards. Willier, 8 carries for 36. The younger Miller, 4 for 35. Herb, 1 for 12. Minnick, 2 for 10. A K Miller. Boy, they're loaded with Millers out there. 2 carries for 10 yards. White Ash, 2 for 7. And Talmadge, 2 that didn't go anywhere. Enders leading the way for Halifax, 12 carries, 28 yards. Smith, 5 for 14. Dietrich, 2 for 1. Receiving last night, Engel, 2 catches, 79 yards. Brady Miller, 2 catches, 73 yards. Herman, 2 catches, 43 yards. Evans, 2 catches for 8 yards. Noticing a theme? Yep. Rejo, 1 for 5. Cruz, 1 for 4. And then there was another reception behind the line of scrimmage that went nowhere. Miller leading the way for Halifax, 6 for 66. Smith, 4 for 51. Enders, 5 for 33. And Stahl, 1 for 14. Herb and Brady Miller with the picks for the Vikings.
The Lime Mountain Eagles fall to the Tri-Valley Bulldogs last night as the Bulldogs will double it up 20-10 in Tri-Valley League action. It all starts off with Lime Mountain scoring first on a Feast 11-yard run. The kick is good, 7-0 after one. Tri-Valley will add 7 on a Wetzel 35-yard run and a Wycox kick in the second. And after the first half of play, it's 7-7. Then Tri-Valley will come out and give up some yardage, but the Lime Mountain Eagles will have to count on a 22-yard Schmeltz field goal, and they'll take a 10-7 lead. Then it's all Tri-Valley from there. They'll score 6 in the third, 7 in the fourth to take the 20-10 victory. It's Herb, a 10-yard run, the two-point conversion no good. Then a fumble recovery and a defensive score for Herb. From 40 yards out, the Wilcox kick is good. Seals the deal 20-10. Tri-Valley 10 first downs, 48 carries, 183 yards, 2 of 7 passing for 25 yards last night. 208 total yards by the Bulldogs. They dropped the ball twice, lost it once. Lime Mountain, 9 first downs, 28 carries, 108 yards, 1 of 10 passing last night for 13 yards. 121 yards of offense for the Eagles. Here's the tell of the tape, Chaz. 5 fumbles. They lost it all 5 times last night, the Eagles. Rushing the ball last night individually, Lime Mountain.
Feast, 21 for 108. Reed, 4 for 2. From there, everybody else is negative balance and owing money. Wetzel leading the charge for Tri-Valley, 13 carries, 75 yards. Herb, 21 for 68. Scheib, 10 for 22. Tyler McGrath, 1 for 19. You talked about the passing numbers for Freese and Jonas McGrath receiving last night. Lime Mountain's lone catch was by Laudenslager for 13 yards, and Morgan caught them both for Tri-Valley for 25. How about we'll stick to the Tri-Valley League last night. Upper Dauphin sealing the deal on the final Tri-Valley League Conference crown as they defeat Pine Grove at home last night to remain unbeaten 30-6. And it was Ramberger leading the charge on a 2-yard run. Then he ran it in the 2-point conversion, and it's 8-0 all the way until halftime. Upper Dauphin would score first in the third quarter. Ayers a 29-yard run. Then he would catch a pass from Ramberger for 2, and it's 16-0. Pine Grove gets on the board. Luckenbill a 1-yard run. They go for the 2-point conversion. It's no good, and it's a 16-6 ball game, and Upper Dauphin closes it out with 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns. Ramberger from 2 yards, Ayers from 8. And it sets the final margin at 30-6.
Upper Dauphin, 18 first downs, 45 carries, 273 yards, 8 of 9 passing for 177 last night. 450 yards of offense thrown up by the Trojans. They dropped it twice and lost it once. Pine Grove, 8 first downs, 33 carries, 89 yards, 3 of 10 passing last night for 49 yards. 138 yards of offense for the Pine Grove Cardinals. Kinsel leads the way on the ground attack for the Cardinals, 10 for 41. Luckenbill, 11 for 32. Leininger, 10 for 18 last night. Upper Dauphin Ayers, 19 for 161. Ramberger, 16 for 80. Motter, 4 for 6. Boyer, 6 for 16. Passing last night, Leininger, 2 for 9 for 29 yards. How about Morgan, 1 for 1 for 20 yards. Upper Dauphin's Ayers, 8 of 9 for 177. You look at the receiving last night, Minnick, 1 for 25. Leininger, 1 for 20. Morgan, 1 for 14 for the Pine Grove Cardinals. Upper Dauphin, Ramberger, 3 catches for 56 yards. Kerwin, 1 for 49. Wiest, 1 for 24. Cleveland, 1 for 18. Boyer, 1 for 16. Lentz, 1 for 14. Reeling in interceptions. Nobody. Both quarterbacks, or all three quarterbacks, perfect.
Well, let's make our final stop in St. Clair.
Yeah. We'll ring the bell.
They rang it last night as the Nativity Green Wave do the Bristol Stomp. And down Bristol, 40-10. Spolsky got things started with a 3-yard run. Walborn then does it defensively. A fumble recovery in the end zone, and it's 14-0 Nativity. Bristol will run it in by Morris from 26 yards out. They go for 2 and trim at the 14-8 after 1. However, Nativity special teams coming into play. Lavisi, a 25-yard field goal, coupled with a safety as the punt was snapped out of the end zone by Bristol. Nativity puts up 5 on the board in the second quarter.
Second inning.
Yeah, really. And it's 19-8 at the break. Nativity will come out of the halftime locker room on a roll as Miller will run it in from 35 yards out. Miller and Brennan hook up from 45 yards out. The pass is good for 6. Both extra points are good. Yoder caps it with a 1-yard run, and Nativity's dancing at 40-8. Then Bristol will get a safety as Rodriguez tackled in the end zone to set the final ledger at 40-10. I don't know that I've ever seen a game with 2 safeties in the same outfit.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Bristol last night, 8 first downs, 38 carries, 108 yards, 4 of 9 passing and 0 interceptions, 43 through the air for 150 total yards offense, dropped it 3 times and lost it once. Nativity last night, 9 first downs, 33 for 166 on the ground, 3 of 7 through the air for 85, 251 total yards of offense last night by the Green Wave. Running the ball, Morris for Bristol, 15 carries, 60 yards. Currington, 1 for 37. Alexandra, 8 for 15. B. Anthony, 4 for 14. Afu, 5 for 10. And L. Anthony, 3 for 1 last night. Nativity's Steven Spolsky, 13 for 67. Yoder, 5 for 45. Miller, 9 for 44. Brennan, 1 for 8. Schreffler, 1 for 4. Trey, 1 for 1. And then Bristol last night, Morris throwing the ball, 4 of 9 for 43. Miller for Nativity, 3 of 7 for 85. Afu, 3 for 38 receiving. Alexandra, 1 for 5. And Nativity's Brennan, 2 for 77. Spolsky catches 1 pass for 8 yards last night. Let's take a break. Let's get rehydrated with our Gears Dairy drinks here this morning.
And why did we save Nativity for last?
Because Pat Mason will be joining us around the turn. It's all right here on WPPA Sports Saturday on AM 1360, 106 FM, worldwide WPPARadio.com. Missed the show?
Don't forget the podcast hosted by Anchor.fm. We trust them to distribute it to you. It's Sports Saturday, the podcast. Also found at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many fine podcasting outlets around the world where you can catch up with what we do here on a Saturday morning on Sports Saturday.
The storyline has been set. It's 8-1 Potsdam. traveling to Fountain Springs to take on the 8-1 North Schuylkill Spartans. It's a brawl for the Schuylkill League Division I title. And it's all right here, beginning at 6:45 with the Tide Talk pregame show. Join Chaz Heppelin, John Powers, and Charlie Drees live from North Schuylkill. Then it's kickoff between the Tide and the Spartans for the Schuylkill League Division I crown. Right here, Friday night on WPPA Sports.
You work hard for your money, so don't let the big banks take it away in service fees and charges every month. Bank at CACL Financial, and you'll see the difference. At CACL Financial, not only will you be treated like family, your money will work for you. If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial has the products and services to meet your personal and business banking needs. People love banking with us so much that we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 5 consecutive years in the Reader's Choice poll. At CACL Financial, it's more than checking and savings accounts and CDs or home mortgages, vehicles, and home equity loans. CACL Financial meets your needs every day. Visit our convenient office on West Market Street in Pottsville, online at caclfcu.org, and like us on Facebook. CACL Financial, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road is the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy. Gears prides themselves on their high standards and offers quality produced milk products as well as orange juice, fruit drinks, and their very own popular iced tea. Make Gears a name you invite into your home every day. Look for Gears products in your favorite supermarket or convenience store. Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road, the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy, always committed to excellence.
Schuylkill County, where farmers and lumbermen originally plied the lush valleys and forests, but what was underneath the ground would rain prosperity over the region. Coal. For over 100 years, coal dominated the subterranean landscape. But under the soil lurks a more nefarious substance, the likes of which strike fear into the hearts of men. Poop. Through a vast network of pipes and conduits, a veritable river of poop courses beneath the pastoral landscape of Schuylkill County, threatening to wreak havoc at a moment's notice. And sometimes, it does. At times like these, the brave heroes of Roto-Rooter are called upon to quell the proverbial poop storm. Broken pipes, septic calamities, and backed up drains are no match as the saviors of Schuylkill drive the brown menace back to the dank netherworld from which it came. So remember, when poop happens,
call Roto-Rooter.
That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The wait is over. The highly anticipated all-new 2024 Escape has arrived at Sands Ford of Pottsville. Ford's best-selling SUV is new from the ground up, from the spacious new interior to the sleek head-turning lines of the exterior. The 2024 Escape was completely redesigned for adventure and lifestyles on the go. Ford has also redesigned its intelligent all-wheel drive system to provide world-class all-weather traction while improving fuel economy. Stop by Sands Ford of Pottsville and see the all-new 2020 Ford Escape. Sands Ford of Pottsville, where we make it easy. Route 61 South.
It's that wrenching feeling in your neck when you wake up. That back pain when you lift the groceries. When this pain hits, think St. Luke's Comprehensive Spine. Our approach to treating back and neck pain will get you on a course to healing, often without surgery. Most back and neck pain can be resolved through physical therapy. And when it can't, we offer a full spectrum of specialty services. To begin healing, call 1-866-ST-LUKES. St. Luke's Comprehensive Spine. We've got your back and neck and spine.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. You're listening to WPPA Sports Saturday. Tune in later today and join Jack Ham and I for Nittany Line Football, your home for Penn State Sports, AM 1360 and FM 106.
Join Steve, Roger, Jack, and, well, Matt McGoin. I don't know if Matt will be on the sidelines today. He was picked up by that XFL league.
They didn't get started yet. I think he's still good to work.
So Matt will be in the Whited Out Beaver Stadium tonight. Tailgate show on the air, 6 o'clock. 7:30 kickoff between the Nittany Lions and the most hated Wolverines of Michigan.
It's all right here. And a guy that's not hated anywhere. Joining us this morning from high atop Lawton's Hill, the head coach of the Nativity Green Wave, Pat Mason. Coach, starting to come together. Good morning.
Morning.
Things falling into place now at Nativity. You're on a roll with the program.
Yeah, we're doing well. You know, we have a young roster, you know, and obviously, you know, in the beginning of the season, you know, having to replace some key positions and stuff, and having, you know, a new QB, new running back, new wide receivers, you know, it was a painful experience early on, you know, but our kids stuck it out, you know, and we're starting to come together and, you know, starting to find a role here. And I'm just really proud of the kids. I mean, they didn't give up and they kept plugging away. You know, we lost some heartbreakers there in the middle, and, you know, hopefully we're coming up strong here at the end.
Pat, you know what? You talk about that young crew, and you talk about a seasoned veteran and a good guy like yourself. How do you keep your patience? I mean, you expect perfection, you expect winning, and you know, I mean, sometimes you got to sit back and say, "I am young. I got to get my patience under control."
Yeah, I mean, you have to early on, but you know, you have the talent. I think we have like 40 underclassmen on our team. I mean, last night we only started two seniors on defense and one senior on offense. You know, so, you know, getting these kids, you know, to come around. You know, Cody Miller was a new quarterback. You know, starting his first game of the season against Millersburg. You know, early on, you know, we went through some tough times there, but you know, just trying to find that right mix. I mean, especially up front. I mean, we're all underclassmen up front. I believe I think we started five sophomores up front last night. You know, so, you know, just being able to get everybody on the same page and, you know, trying to get that right mix. And, you know, I'm a running guy. I love running the football, you know, but you have to go with what works. And, you know, it just seems that Cody Miller to Keegan Brennan hookup there has been working well for us.
You know, I was going to go right there, Pat, and you led me right to it. You talked about finding those connections and what's going to work. Those two guys seem to be able to communicate telekinetically. I mean, what they've done over the past few weeks has been nothing short of amazing. I mean, Brennan setting the school record for yardage in a game, receiving, Miller being able to throw it, but Miller also adding a dimension with his feet as well. It seems like he's become more complete as the season winds down, and it's great that that's happening now leading into the playoffs, which Nativity has a berth.
Yeah, and Cody's a great athlete. I mean, he's a very good basketball player. And Keegan Brennan, this is his first year playing football. You know, he didn't play for us. I mean, he's, you know, a basketball player and baseball player at Nativity, you know, his freshman and sophomore years. And we got him to come out this year because I went to see a basketball game last year. And I remember saying to my wife, you know, we get that kid. You know, I could just tell the way he moved, you know, his great hips, he has great feet. But the thing I didn't know about him is he's very intelligent. I mean, the kid knows the game. I mean, he's really taken on this football role, and he watches more film than most of the coaches watch. I think, you know, he knows everything about the opponent. He asks a lot of questions. He's just a very, very coachable kid, and it shows on the field. I mean, he knows where to go. I mean, he's not the biggest kid on the field, but he knows how to put himself in the right spots, and he gets open, and him and Cody have been a real good combination.
Well, you talk about Cody and you talk about Steve Spolsky. They are battling for your starting quarterback position coming into the season. And Spolsky takes the back seat, goes to running back, and has found some running room.
Yeah, I just think, you know, going into the season, you know, they were pretty even. I thought they had – each one of them had some things that they brought to the table. I mean, Steven's a specimen. I mean, he's a big kid, and I knew he could – you know, play more roles for us. And he's a great defensive player. He knows the defense very well. And he's been really coming into his own running the ball. I think he's our fastest kid on our team. And he's a big kid. He's going to be a really good football player down the line. And lucky for us, he's really picked up the slack with Huffman being out the past 2 weeks. And Steve's done a great job for us.
Pat, you have a pretty good stable of running backs. Trying to get them all the ball, I guess, would be kind of a headache as a head coach because there's so many kids that can do that. I know you've been without Jake Huffman for the past couple weeks, but, I mean, you have a lot of options to pick from and only one football.
Yeah, it's a nice problem to have. You know, I'll take that any day. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, like last night we went in, a lot of teams know we try to stretch. We have good speed. We have good team speed, and they try to stretch us, you know, and get out of the box a little bit because we've struggled to run, you know, inside the tackles. So, but last night, you know, Cody Miller, you know, we called an inside trap for our quarterback, spread them all out. You know, Cody takes off and makes a real athletic play for a touchdown. You know, we got to be able to do that, you know, and keep teams guessing on what we're going to do. I mean, everybody knows we roll the quarterback out. So, you know, they're bumping out an outside backer to kind of take that away from us. And Cody's learning to, you know, stop and throw instead of, you know, taking it to the edge. And, you know, we're just becoming really good football players in my mind. I'm really proud of these kids. Our coaching staff does a great job. And, you know, we've been patient, and hopefully it's coming around.
Pat, you know, one thing that they say could win ball games down the stretch here is special teams, and you've got yourself a field goal kicker. You hit from 25 yards out by Lavisi last night. But that could be a determining factor here later in this season.
He's been great. He's really taken to the system, and him and Fairhide have a good relationship. You know, let's not forget, it takes a good snap, a good hold, and everything for it to go. TJ Wagner, who does a great job for us everywhere. I mean, he's really becoming a force on defense for us, and he's a long snapper. You know, at 6'6", he might be the biggest long snapper around. You know, so he does a great job there. And special teams is huge. I mean, we do a lot of work on special teams all week long, you know, to find the right mix, trying to get some kids that want to get out there and you know, make some plays for us. You know, a lot of younger kids on special teams, and they take a lot of pride in that.
Pat, what do you think? At 6'6", in the middle of a long snapper, in the middle of a formation, you've got to kick that quick and high off the tee. You can't hit a line driver. You'll be hitting him in the back of the head.
He's a defensive lineman for us, too, you know, so he knows to stay low. And TJ had a great game for us last night. I mean, like I said, he's really coming into his – he's only a junior – I can really think he's going to be a real force here down the stretch for us. I mean, he's hard to handle up front. He got a lot of pressure last night, you know, which takes a lot of heat off of our linebackers, and he had a great game for us.
You know, I had to see your club this year, Pat. I was impressed with TJ's defensive prowess and his ability to read the ball quickly. But it seems like just as the offense went in trying to find things, mixing and matching some pieces defensively, but that's even coming together.
Yeah, it is. And it's been tough on defense. I mean, we've had some injuries. I think on Tuesday, we had like 13 kids out of practice. It was crazy, you know, with sicknesses and, you know, and some kids being injured and stuff. You know, just trying to find the right mix. I mean, you know, we get a kid like, you know, Fletcher Eads, you know, who's played, you know, nose for us. He's played good for us. He's played running back for us. He's played middle backer for us, you know. And, you know, he's the kind of kid that, you know, I go to him and say, hey, you got to change your number because we need you to play guard. And his response is, you know, whatever I got to do to get on the field. You know, I mean, that's the kind of kids we have. You know, Dylan Schreffler, you know, has played various positions for us, willing to learn, willing to step up and do anything we can. You know, Jake Fairhat, you know, he's a great leader for us. You know, he does anything we ask. You know, it's been a really great year as far as, you know, kids being able to adapt to what we need them to adapt to. And I mean, they're a great group to coach. I mean, it's frustrating at times, but, you know, they're really good kids.
You know, I guess my question to you, Pat, is how many dry erase markers have you gone through, and are you able to write on the board anymore?
No, I don't. I'm not a big dry erase marker kind of guy. You know,
scribble it in the sand.
Field, you know, I don't know. I've gone through a lot of throw lozenges, I guess, you know, for screaming and stuff. Not at the kids, but trying to get them lined up in the right spots, and you know, it's been really frustrating, you know, from that. But then, you know, you have to take a step back. And I even said to our coaches last night, you know, in our meeting after the game, and I said, you know, we really got to realize, you know, some of these kids are just new to the game. You know, some of these kids haven't played much football, you know, and you have to, maybe that's from, you know, all the years I've been around, you know, you just really got to be patient with them. And I know it's tough, you know, you ain't got 10 games, you know, it's tough, but, you know, to be patient with these kids, we know we're very athletic, and we just kind of have to let them get their groove, you know. And a kid like even Jake Cooper-Avage, who, you know, is stepping up for us, you know, we asked him to play D-line for us this year, and, you know, some games, I guess, to figure it out, you know, on how to play D-line instead of being a linebacker. And, you know, he did a great job for us. Jarrett Yoder had a big game for us last night, you know. So it's different guys every week, you know, and people are starting to come in. Now if we can just put it all together and play that perfect game, that complete game, you know, that's kind of what we're looking for.
Pat, you know, today in the recap in the Republican Herald, Nick Kaywood, the head coach for Bristol, talks about a three-hour bus ride. There's nobody more knows that more than you and your team, and you never use that as an excuse for a winner or a loss. You've racked up more miles than Michael Strahan the last few seasons playing that independent schedule.
I thought that was pretty poor, you know. But I've been in that spot. You know, you just have to prepare your team. You know, you can't let a 3-hour bus ride. I thought the 3-hour bus ride was worth 40 points, but we could have scored more than 40. So I don't know if that's a great excuse on his part, but. You know, it is what it is. You know, I'll take the victory, and he can complain about it all he wants.
Pat, you know, you talk about that independent schedule, and this is the end of it. I mean, you're going to see the Drakes from Jenkintown in St. Clair next Friday night, and the independent schedule out the door and into the Schuylkill League next year.
Yes, thank God. I know our fans will be real happy with that. And like I've always said, that was, you know, when I interviewed for the job here, I told everybody that there was no secret that's what I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to bring this program up to, you know, respectability and bring this program up to, the standards of everybody else in the Schuylkill League. I mean, I don't think we should take a backseat to anybody. And in order to do that, in order to get respectability, you got to play those teams and get in the league. And I told them that. And, you know, our administration and our AD, Josh Muldowney, you know, really, you know, put this together and, you know, met with the Schuylkill League and we got in. So, you know, we're excited about that, especially with, you know, returning 40 kids. I think we're going to be a force down the line here, and, you know, hopefully we just keep getting better.
Well, Pat Jenkintown coming into St. Clair next week. Did you get to see anything on the Drakes just yet?
Yeah, well, we're actually fortunate enough because Bristol beat Jenkintown last week. So, we got to see Jenkintown on film. Again, a whole lot of athletes. You know, I just don't know if teams from that area can kind of match, you know, our speed and our physicality that we bring. And our kid, I'll tell you what, I thought last night, in my 3 years at Nativity, I thought last night was the most physical football game we played. I mean, we were really smacking people last night. I mean, our kids were flying around. We were playing emotional, you know, the kind of ball I like them to play. You know, I said to them 2 weeks ago against Midwest, who I thought was maybe our toughest opponent we faced all year is from top to bottom. And I said, you know, let's just change things up tonight and let's go out there and just play loose and have fun. And it was like, boom, the switch hit and the kids went out and had fun and kind of changed the game. And they're playing loose now. And, you know, it's really nice to see.
You know, Pat, one of the amazing things on my way home from Potts, we were over early last night and driving through St. Clair, the traffic coming out of St. Clair at the red lights is unreal for a Friday night, a small single A school. You really drag them in.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, the whole Nativity community has been great. I mean, they've really supported me over there and, you know, gave me a chance. And I was really excited about starting it, but didn't know what you were going to get. You know, it's just like, you know, the history, you know, wasn't really on our side. And, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of kids on the team. And then we'd start, you know, getting kids out of the school that weren't, you know, normally playing football, grabbing some of the guys off the basketball team. And, you know, it was just – It was a nice mix, and lucky for me, the kids kind of passed on to my style, and it seems like everybody's backing us now. You know, 3 consecutive years with a winning record, 3 consecutive district playoff appearances. You know, I don't know if that's been done in school history over there before, but now we want to take it to the next level. You know, I mean, we want to be a great team, and we want to win a playoff game. You know, we want to be there. You know, we just don't want to say, hey, great season, you know, let's pack it up. You know, we want to win playoff games. That's my goal. I want to be an elite team, and these kids know it, and I tell them that every day, and, you know, let's see what happens. You know, we're coming together, and we want to win a playoff game.
Pat, it looks like that playoff game will be against Tri-Valley. Regardless of how things wind up down the stretch, you have Jenkintown, they have Susquehanna, but it looks like either a home game, maybe a road game, but it will be Tri-Valley any way you slice it in that first round of the district tournament.
Yeah, and it's kind of odd because I don't know how many teams know who their playoff opponent is going to be. Like week 6, we knew already. You know what I mean? We knew what it was going to be. But, yeah, Jeff and I are good friends, and you would think Jeff would just say, hey, look, you know, we'll come to your place just because you came to our place last two weeks regardless. But, you know, we'll have to see if he's a gentleman about it or not, you know. But, it doesn't matter. You got to play the game regardless of where it's at, you know, whether if it's at St. Clair or it's at Tri-Valley or Neutral Field, it doesn't matter. You still got to show up and play. And I think our kids are excited about the opportunity. And, you know, I have a whole lot of respect for Tri-Valley and their program and their coaching staff. And, you know, there isn't a team I'd rather play than them because they're a class act. But obviously, you know, we want to win just like they want to win. And we want to take our program to the next level that their program is on. You know, defending district champs. You know, that's where we want to be.
Pat, tell the bus driver if it's raining, don't try to turn around on the field.
Don't even bring that up. I have nightmares about that every time it rains. I think, you know, it's like, it's terrible. That was a joke last year. That was really unfair to both teams and our fans, you know, and our kids. And, you know, it was sad to see a great group of seniors that we had last year, you know, go out like that. You know, I wanted them to have an equal playing. I mean, now obviously both teams had a play in it, and I think it was fair for them or us, you know, and to have the district say, yeah, it's okay to play that game. That was a joke.
Yeah, it was.
So hopefully this year it's a little better, and we get to play on a nice night and see who the best team is.
Well, Pat, we thank you for joining us. We hopefully we'll catch up with you against Tri-Valley. It all depends how things shake out here playoff-wise, but we like to cover the local team here on WPPA, so hopefully we'll get to catch the Green Wave and the Bulldogs going at it in the first round of District 11 playoffs. And good luck against the Drakes, and we'll catch up with you.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it, and hope to talk to you soon.
Pat, thank you. It's always great talking football on a Saturday morning with Coach Mason.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Yep. There you have it, Doc. Pat Mason taking Nativity. Third time, third year, district tournament bound.
Well, we'll come back. We'll set up those district tournaments when we return here on WPPA Sports Saturday on AM 1360 Worldwide, WPPARadio.com.
BG's Value Markets, Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg is chock full of specials in every aisle. Now through Monday, October 21st, 48-ounce Turkey Hill ice cream. Original is $2.38. All natural, only $2.98. Goods potato chips, buy one, get one free. Hatfield Tavern ham, $3.38 per pound. Hatfield 8-ounce boneless ham steaks, two for $4. All natural center cut rib chops, $1.98 per pound. Value packs of chicken legs or thighs, $1.08 per pound. Best Yet Sandwich Steaks, $3.48. Sea Cuisine Beer Battered Haddock, just $4.98 per pound. Green Mountain K-Cups, 12-count, $5.88. Sweet Pears, 98 cents per pound. Locally grown cauliflower, $1.98 a head. And Ragu Pasta Sauce, 45-ounce jar, is $2.28. BG's Value Markets, where freshness, quality, and service are number one. In Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg. Open every day.
Hi Wow is being heard all across Schuylkill County. What is it? CACL Financial's Hi Wow Checking Account. It stands for Helping You and Others Won't. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial's Hi Wow Account offers terrific features like no minimum balance, no maintenance or penalty fees, and earn 1% annual percentage yield on your account when you have e-statements and 10 point-of-sale transactions with your debit card per month. Hi Wow Checking from CACL Financial, named the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the fifth year in a row. Earn 1% annual percentage yield on your checking account. Make your money work as hard as you do. CACL Financial, online at caclfcu.org. Like us on Facebook or visit our Pottsville office on West Market Street. CACL Financial, member NCUA, equal housing lender. If terms aren't met, regular interest rates apply.
Schuylkill County, where farmers and lumbermen originally plied the lush valleys and forests, but what was underneath the ground would rain prosperity over the region. Coal. For over 100 years, coal dominated the subterranean landscape. But under the soil lurks a more nefarious substance, the likes of which strike fear into the hearts of men. Poop. Through a vast network of pipes and conduits, a veritable river of poop courses beneath the pastoral landscape of Schuylkill County, threatening to wreak havoc at a moment's notice. And sometimes, it does. At times like these, the brave heroes of Roto-Rooter are called upon to quell the proverbial poop storm. Broken pipes, septic calamities, and backed up drains are no match as the saviors of Schuylkill drive the brown menace back to the dank netherworld from which it came. So remember, when poop happens,
call Roto-Rooter.
That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
It seemed so routine as Claudia Carr hung curtains at her home and bath. And then it wasn't. A trip and fall left Claudia with a fractured wrist. For Claudia, who crochets and paints, the injury was limiting. Enter St. Luke's Orthopedic Care with its premier team of hand specialists. Today, Claudia's wrist motion is fully restored, and she's back to doing what she loves. Find Claudia's extraordinary story at ortho.sluhn.org. Or for info on St. Luke's Orthopedic Care, call 1-866-ST-LUKE.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. You're listening to WPPA Sports Saturday. Tune in later today and join Jack Ham and I for Nittany Live Football in your home for Penn State Sports, AM 1360 and FM 106.
Welcome back. Don't forget 6 o'clock, the tailgate show, live from outside the Bryce Jordan Center. 7:30 kickoff between the Nittany Lions and the Michigan Wolverines in the whited out Beaver Stadium. It's live right here on AM 1360, 106 FM. And Chaz?
Well, let's take a look at those District 11 football ratings right now as of this morning. And we talked about single A. Williams Valley, the top taker right now. Tri-Valley and Nativity, followed by Shenandoah Valley, will be the 14 field as Marion now officially declared out of the race.
Don't forget that two-way race has that 12-11 combination. So West Catholic Prep at 5-3 is the top seed. Bishop McDevitt is the second seed. Monoy Area is the third seed. Schuylkill Haven is the fourth seed as of 9:24 this morning, the update. In 3HS?
North Schuylkill and Tamaqua have both clinched playoff berths. Right now they're 1-2. Pine Grove is 3, followed by Notre Dame of Green Pond. A hotly contested rate when you look at the ratings points. Pine Grove at .596, Notre Dame of Green Pond at .584, followed by Salisbury. Jim Thorpe drops to 6, Northern Lehigh, Palisades, and Penn Argyle.
After last night's ball games in 4A, Northwestern Lehigh will clinch, and they are the number one seed. The number two seed, the Pottsville Crimson Tide. The three seed, Bethlehem Catholic. 4 is Allentown Central Catholic. 5 is Saucon Valley. Blue Mountain is 6. Wilson, 7. Lehighton is 8 right now. And right now, it looks like that's pretty much going to seal the deal because Blue Mountain is at a .508 in the 6 seed. The 5 seed is at a .626. The top 5 are locked in to the district race in 4A.
Banger, the lone team on the outside looking in. So that's the way it looks today. Next week, it could be very different come Sunday morning when we'll find out site and time to be determined of where our local teams are in the playoff race. And it'll be awful interesting, Doc, as this shakes out and we get the final numbers.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, so make sure you tune in next Saturday morning. But don't forget next Friday night, Chaz. Boy, he's got yourself a dandy. 8-1 North Schuylkill, 8-1 Pottsville. Going for it, the District 11 Schuylkill League Division 1 crown will be decided on the field next Friday night, and you'll hear it live here on WPPA. So a hot seat for everybody up in Fountain Springs. Get there early. Crowd is expected to be enormous.
Well, we'll see how it shakes up, and you'll be headed to the Eagle's Nest for the big Southern Schuylkill Super Bowl between Schuylkill Haven and Blue Mountain. You, Bernie, and Larry.
Larry will be joining us
at the Eagle's Nest next Friday night. You guys will be on T-102, and I got to thank you for switching with me.
You don't have to thank nothing. It's friendship. That's what it's about, brother.
Well, you probably could have walked out with him. He looks at you kind of the same way he looks at me. But that's going to wrap it up. Don't forget Penn State Nittany Lion football coming your way. 6 o'clock tonight on the air. 7:30 kickoff. Whiteout in Happy Valley.
You should try the ice cream.
It's popcorn flavored.
It's delicious.
Anyway, we got to thank Pat Mason for joining us and, of course, all our fine sponsors like CACL Financial. Always open online at CACLFCU.org. You won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
BG's Value Markets. Don't forget they got the freshest meat for the hottest irons at your tailgate grill from Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. If their fresh meat was any fresher,
you'd have to slap it.
Gears Dairy, the official hydrated WPPA Sports Saturday and high school football games throughout the region. Don't forget, check them out at your favorite retail location. Get those slow drains moving, those clogged drains. Unblock them with Roto-Rooter. Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. And don't forget the orthopedic specialist at St. Luke's University Health Network. Check them out, SLUHN.org. Call them 1-866-ST-LUKES. It doesn't matter what team you're on, a weekend warrior or a professional athlete. Thank you, Pat Mason, for joining us.